Welcome back. It's not often enough that I get a chance to spend time with my friend of many, many years, Jordan Maxwell, who is without question the godfather, the grandfather, truly the source of knowledge, of secret societies, of what makes this world go round and round. And what makes it go round and round is a malevolent, malignant evil that few people can actually begin to wrap their mind around. Jordan Maxwell has been studying this for the better part of half a century, actually, and he is back with us tonight to talk about, I guess we could call it terminal madness of the end times, Jordan, couldn't we?
No, it's terminal madness, all right. And, you know, I'm just amazed watching the world go by and watching the things happening and how the human race, generally speaking, in America, just goes on as if everything has always gone. It will always go on. Everything's just going to be fine. I'm just amazed watching
it's
things
stunning.
Going.
Yeah, and, it's as if you and I are standing in a crowd of people, and we hear this tremendous noise, creaking, cracking, groaning, the noise of an implosion, and none of us around it hear it. None of us.
And I don't know what to say about it, so I've come to the conclusion that if you're supposed to see it and understand, you will, and if you're not supposed to, then you won't. So,
well, that kind of reminds me of how, and you know, if we're standing in this crowd, you and I hear it, but none of the others hear it. It's kind of like a UFO sighting, right? And you know what I'm talking about,
where one
person will see it and hundreds of others won't. It's bizarre. It is.
And I think, though, what I'm watching is I'm seeing, we've talked about this before, the whole human race is being robbed of its humanity. We are so controlled now and manipulated. It's just extraordinary how well it works now.
And, you know, amazing.
If you try and tell people this, they'll call the authorities on you.
Really. They will. No, that's not a joke. It's the underlying fear that they won't even look at that drives them and pushes them away from reality. Now that doesn't mean that we're not going to be able to go to a store and buy food. The system is going to take on the appearances of, and that's the way the illusion works. Take on the appearances of normalcy. The dollar will still be, I predict the dollar will still be around. They're not going to get rid of the dollar. They want those trappings, those touchstones to remain for the great unwashed masses, so they'll feel and be able to rationalize and live in their state of denial that things are not changing profoundly. And you mentioned that humanity's been impacted. You're right. Souls and morality have been terribly damaged. The morality of this nation is gone.
No doubt about it.
Gone.
Star Wars, the first one, where you've got the little droid that runs around, a little computer, and then the other one that
R2
runs around
D2,
that gold. R2-D2, and the other one is the human-like robot.
Gold-colored android. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, God, the symbolism in that. You've got man who made up gold, you know, and now you're getting into that whole commercial thing about how the you know, how we are a product, and then we, along with our computers, you know, the Hollywood is telling you something in all the symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just amazed how much they're telling us, and we don't see it. We just think it's entertainment.
No, and all you have to do if you have a moment's strain or angst is press the remote control and go to one of a thousand channels you can go to. God only knows how many there are. It's incredible.
You know what? Somebody told me a long time ago, and I tried it, and it's a real mind trip. Turn on television, but turn the sound off. And then slowly, but just slowly, flip through the dial and mm-hmm. look at the different shows, but mm-hmm. with no sound.
Mm-hmm.
And just watch for a while, and it finally will hit you that all this is just entertainment stuff to keep you busy, to keep you occupied, and the talking heads. You know, I think the one thing that makes me the sickest about our media in this country is the news media, the talking heads, you know, on the news at night.
Yeah.
They're all sitting there giddy and silly and talking.
Yeah, you know, it's called chattering.
Yeah, and just chatter.
Yeah, and that's of course, Jordan and I know, and you folks know, it's not news at all. It's just, it's infotainment.
Infotainment.
It's product. And it's designed for one thing, and that's to keep people from confronting reality.
God knows they're doing that well. So
they're so good at everything. I'm just amazed. And what they've got going for them is this self-policing rigidity, the mm-hmm. peer pressure to go along to get along, or your ass is out the door and there's 500 people waiting to leap into your position. I'm talking about the media now. You do what you're told, you play the game, or you're gone.
Yep, that's
right. Real simple. And I, when I was a television news director, then I knew back then that people wanted to be celebrities so badly, and that's what TV news is really all about,
is
getting in front of the camera, even as a field reporter, doesn't matter, that I could have staffed my entire news department and had the staff pay me to be able to work in TV news. I believe that. I'm not kidding.
No. We're just talking entertainment.
Yeah.
There is no news. There is no news. It's all manufactured entertainment.
And if you do what Jordan says and you watch the images and you flick through all the channels, watch how some of them will hold your gaze. You'll have trouble pulling away from it. And that tells you that there's something going on visually. Their energetics, their harmonics embedded in this audio and video they call television, which are utterly unregulated, which are not always in every program, but they are there, and you can't pull your gaze away.
You know, when I was doing, when we were shooting my first videos back in 89 and 90, Derek Partridge came from England to host the videos for me. And they had, and we were doing this in a very classy studio in Hollywood. And they had a box on the front of the big box on the front of the cameras with, you know, it's hard to describe, but it's got mirrors, see-through mirrors, and everything on the front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that that the host on the show can look straight into the camera.
Oh, sure.
And it appears as though he's looking straight into the camera at the audience.
Yeah.
But what he's doing is he's looking at a reflection on a see-through mirror, which the computer is streaming whatever it is he's supposed to say.
Sure, those are the early teleprompters. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's looking right into the screen. And I was told by a newsman here in Los Angeles, a very famous newsman, and he told me, he said, you know, we have to sign, I had to sign an affidavit of sorts with the studio to get the job. And the affidavit said that if I said anything that was not on the teleprompter, that I could be arrested. I gave up my rights to have the job. And if I say something that is not on that teleprompter, I can be arrested immediately. I had to sign that paper in order to get the job. So, you know, so when you see the news people, you know, at night on television, they have to sign contracts that they can be put in jail if they say something they're not supposed to.
That's amazing. Well, you know why I quit television news. I walked away after 12 years and wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I know.
It was crap, and that was before it got to be this bad. It's really bad now. I mean, I saw where it was going. I wanted nothing to do with it.
But, you know, I've gotten to the point now I don't even think I have to talk about, you know, corruption in government. People know, and people are seeing it now everywhere. But
you know, the sad thing is, Jordan, they expect it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's a place where people are not expecting it, and it's even worse, and that's in theology and religion. And there is so much corruption and lies and deception, and it's just amazing to me, because that's been my first love, you know, for all my life is theology and religion and philosophy. And I've just amazed at how much has been hidden from religious people, you know.
Well, we're seeing now just the tip of the iceberg with all this horrible pedophilia among the elite of the church and sexual outrages perpetrated against the parishioners and the faithful. And oh God, hold on, Jordan, we have to take a break. We'll come right back. My guest is Jordan Maxwell, and we shall continue. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with a friend of many years, Jordan Maxwell. The exposition, the revelations that have been really pouring out of the Catholic Church and other churches, but primarily the Catholic Church, are truly the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is one of the most really vile institutions in the history of humankind. At any rate, Jordan, it's,
I mean, that's what's, you know, if you look at history, you know, go back, say, 2,300 years to the coming of the Roman Empire under the Caesars of Rome. And Rome, at under the Caesars, dominated the known world of Europe and Eurasia, Egypt, and that whole area of the world was dominated by the Roman system. And then with the fall of Rome in the 5th century, when Rome was collapsing under the weight of its own corruption, in comes part two, the Vatican, to pick up the pieces of the Roman Empire and continue on as a religio-political system instead of the Roman political system. Now it was a religious system. But it was still centered in Rome, still the same operation, still the same terms and words. And so for almost 1,700 years, we've had the Vatican dominating Europe. And so look at the history of this. 1,700 years, the Vatican has dominated Europe. Europe has dominated the world. And so today, the entire world is being dominated by Europe and America, and who is it that has dominated Europe for 1,700 years if it's not the Vatican? And so there's something very, very deep going on that most people have no idea in the world how this works. I've been looking at it for so many years, and I can give you, if you boil down all of the political and dark religious stuff going on around the world today, you can boil it down to one subject, and just do some research on this one subject, Teutonic Zionism. I'm not talking about Jewish Zionism or Semitic Zionism. The word is Teutonic Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
You will find that the subject of Teutonic Zionism opens up a can of worms that you are not going to believe. It takes in the entire Christian community across the globe. It takes in Israel, the international banking cartels, the entire superstructure of Western civilization can be finally understood once you understand Teutonic Zionism. Go on the web and just put those two words in and do some reading or go to the library, because it's an extraordinary story that's been hidden for God knows at least 100 years. People have not even begun to suspect what's really going on in the world of religion. And the word is Teutonic Zionism. I mean, you just get started on it. You will not believe the stuff that will start coming, and it'll all beginning to make sense. What's going on in America, what's going on in Europe and around the world. It's an incredible story.
We know, and most of you listening well understand, that the masses cannot and will not ever be able to assimilate this kind of material.
You can bet on it. No doubts about it.
It's just not within their realm. Just isn't there.
You cannot expect them to hear or do anything about what's going on. They will not. The masses will never allow you to tell them the truth. Just like the movie with Jack Nicholson, when he asked the kid, "What do you want?" And the kid says, "I want the truth." And he said, "You can't handle the truth." And I'm thinking, this is exactly what is going on in our country. The majority of the masses of the people of this country cannot handle the truth. And the reason why is because their mentality is at a 5 to 6 year old. You can tell by the commercials. You can tell by the entertainment.
That's right.
It's all based on the 5, 10, 12-year-old entertainment.
Well, that's it. You know? Their IQ is irrelevant. It's their environment. It's what they are literally molded into, and they are molded into an adolescent mentality.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter if you've got 110 or 120. It doesn't matter, because it's not being used. There are some
exactly
very,
right.
very bright young people with 500-word vocabularies, and that's
You're
it.
You're right. Yeah. Did you see that thing that was absolutely outrageous, that absolutely beautiful girl, the Miss Teenager or whatever she was. Did you see that?
Oh, I remember about a year or two ago.
Yeah, that beautiful blonde girl. They asked her why it is so many young people cannot find America on a map.
It is a perfect example of all style, no substance. It's a style
absolutely.
Culture. Yeah.
It was frightening.
Yeah,
to see.
It was.
And so that's America today, and I don't know what to say. You know, I've been talking about this stuff for so many years, and I don't even know what to do with it anymore, you know.
Well, you've done heroic work, and for those with ears to hear and minds to understand, you've been a godsend. And for the rest of them, that's just who they are. They're out there eating their greenery and munching away.
Yeah.
That's just the name of the game.
And what goes around comes around.
Yeah, it does. All right, back with Jordan in a minute as our conversation continues. Glad you're along tonight. Don't forget to stop into Rents.com. You can trust Rents.com for real news. Oh, we get some of it wrong, but you're not going to find any duplicity or artifice here. It's the straight story as best as we can assemble it for you. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Conversation with Jordan Maxwell tonight. You've seen your share of so-called political campaign seasons. Have you ever seen anything more disgusting than this one, honestly? Does this take the cake?
Well, they've all been pretty disgusting in my whole lifetime, but this one is a real circus. I don't even care anymore. I've just gotten to the point where I don't even, it just doesn't impress me at all.
Well, there's no real reason to participate in national politics
at this point in time.
Locally, I still support that. You can make a difference locally, but forget about the rest of it. It's a sideshow. It's a circus, as Jordan said. It's a joke. It's a deadly joke for much of the world, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right. You know, last time I was on, we talked about some of my more esoteric experiences in life. I was rather hesitant to do that, as you recall, at the beginning of our program. I said, I don't want to talk too much about my experiences because I don't want to lose credibility. And some of the things that have happened to me have been so strange and off the wall that to tell the public, they're probably going to think I should be put away in a hospital. But I found that afterwards, some of my detractors picked up on some of the things I was talking about, and they've had a field day with it, as I thought they would.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, to hell with them.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
Your truth is your truth.
Yeah, and like, for instance, I told you about the thing that happened to me out in the desert. Immediately, there are, especially on the Christian blogs, they're saying, well, there it is, we've told you, Jordan Maxwell is in in league with the devil, and he's out there on the desert tampering with the spirits and the devils and the demons and all that kind of thing. And I thought, you know what, it's just incredible to me how stupid people can be.
And arrogant and egocentric and primitive and all the rest of it. And, you know, the interesting thing, but you told me that story close to 15 years ago the first time. It never changed. It's the same story. It was an experience, something that happened to you, and you wanted to get the hell out of there. If you had been out communing with the devil, you wouldn't have wanted to leave.
No. I would have went out there looking for it. We just happened
right.
by chance to be out there, and when it happened, scared me to death. But I tripped out and got out of there quickly. But it's just the religious bigots who are looking to do whatever they can to destroy what I'm talking about. And all I'm saying is look at the reference books. I'm not coming up with anything new. It's just go to the library and get a book on theology and religion and start doing some reading on the religion.
Well, you see, you're challenging people to do research, Jordan, and people don't research. They research by proclamation. They don't want to be bothered with looking at the facts. Don't bother me with the facts. My mind is made up.
That's right. You got it right. And consequently, we in this country can sit and talk about the Islamic world and talk about the fundamentalist and all of those incredibly crazy fundamentalists killing people and misusing people, and that's in the Islamic fundamentalists. Well, hell, we've got fundamentalists here who are equally as mentally deranged and doing all kinds of crazy things right here in our country, supposedly the land of the free and home of the brave, where we are Americans, and all of a sudden we wake up to find out that in our midst we have religious bigots and people who are murdering, killing people in the name of God.
In the name of God.
It's just an incredible. I never thought I would ever see the day that my country would end up being as loony as it is today.
What amazes me is how off-planet intelligences would want to even come here. I mean, it must be like going to watch an automobile wreck or something. I don't know. Think of the millions of people who were annihilated in the last century, a couple hundred million, 150
Absolutely.
Million.
Yep.
They come here and they watch, and it just must be like the most amazing biological laboratory for them to watch this horribly primitive, deadly, death-dealing species, supposedly the custodial caretaker of a beautiful planet, not only kill themselves, but kill their host home, their planet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, have you had a chance to go on my website lately?
No, I haven't.
I've got a huge amount of stuff that I've put on within the last 6 weeks, and you might want to go on my website and check it all out.
Give the website address, Jordan.
It's just simply jordanmaxwell.com. The Jordan is like the river. Maxwell is like the coffee. Simple, jordanmaxwell.com. But on my website, I've got boxes, little research boxes of different subjects, like words and concepts and ideas and religion and philosophy, and just an enormous amount of stuff on there. So many people, I'm surprised, so many people say they go to my website, and then I ask them if they saw this. No. Did you see that? No. Did you go to the links? No, I didn't know you had links. Did you see the pictures? No, what pictures? I'm just amazed. I'm wondering, why do I even have a website? Nobody goes through it and sees it. But I'm telling you, on my website, anything that's on my website, I put it on there purposely. And there's a lot of extraordinary stuff that I've been dealing with for years that's on my website. So I would invite everyone to go through the whole thing, go through all my website and see some of the stuff that you've probably never knew existed before.
You've put up then a goodly portion, a reasonable portion of your research. I know you have a warehouse full of research, but you've put a lot of the good stuff up. That's good.
Well, I put the stuff up that I think is eye-catching and causes people to think for themselves, because mm-hmm. I have literally about 50 boxes in storage and about 100 boxes here in my office, plus, tons of stuff I haven't even begun to get to. So, yeah, there's a lot more I should be able, I would like to be able to put on the web soon.
Very good. All right, well, hope you do. All right, stand by. I'll be right back with Mr. Maxwell after this. Okay, and we're back with Jordan Maxwell. Here's another one, Jordan. You know, we often think about the younger generation is going to come along and pull it out of the fire at the last minute. No, this generation, this young generation, will more likely snatch defeat from the jaws of victory at the last minute. Heck, at the first minute. Get this one. A U.S. retail figure. This is going to, you'll laugh. U.S. retail sales of what they call video games, consoles, and game accessories hit $1.1 billion in May, a 37% increase over the same month a year ago, driven by the chart-topping, that ultra-violent, horrible Grand Theft Auto video game, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen any of that stuff? It's
yeah,
unbelievable.
A little bit of it.
All right, that's programming tomorrow's lead. Now, these kids are not going to shake this stuff off, friends, because they're not studying, they're not developing their intellect, they're not learning to be socialized in the sense that we understand it. This is grim.
I'm just watching the young people around me, people in general, but especially the young people. It's as if they have lost their souls. There's no thought behind what they do. It's as if they're living by the seat of their pants. They're living like an animal, you know, just like an animal lives without thinking. It just does what it does. Let me give you an example.
That's a very good way to phrase it. Very good.
I was in San Diego, and one night when the Hale-Bopp comet was all the story, and I went out the parking lot of my apartment building, and there was a bunch of teenagers out in the parking area, just teenagers, and they were looking at the comet, and I stopped with them, standing with them, and we were looking at the comet, and one of the boys said, "What is that?" And I said, "Well, it's a comet." And they said, and these kids were very, very sincere. They were very nice. They were very nice kids. But they asked me, they said, "What is a comet?" So I explained it to them. And one of the boys, I'm talking about high school kids.
What is a comet?
Well, yeah, what is a comet? But this is what blew me away. One of the boys says, you know something about all of this stuff in astronomy?" I said, "Yeah, you know, as much as anybody else, I guess." And he says, "We all have a question that we've been wanting to ask somebody." He says, "Where does the sun go when it leaves? Where does it go?" And I looked at him and I said, "What are you joking?" He says, "No. You know, we see it come up and we see it go down, but where does it go when it leaves here?" And I was shocked.
Oh,
and these kids really had that. They were really wanted to know, where does the sun go when it leaves here? And I thought, wow, man, this is San Diego. These are high school kids, and they want to know, where does the sun go when it leaves?
Right.
Does that tell you something about the American educational system? You know, I don't think that
it's not an educational system anymore. It's a conditioning programming system.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, if you go back to the days of Little House in the Prairie days with, you know, all the kids, no matter what age, they were all in one little room, you know, and out of those Little House in the Prairie school days came the great mathematicians and scientists and statesmen. And today we've got huge colleges and universities, and college kids can't even find America on a map. So it's just astounding how we have been dumbed down purposely. You know, this is not happening by chance. So I think we're being set up for some terrible thing that's going to happen to this republic. And they've been softening us up and preparing us by keeping us stupid, keeping us on drugs, alcohol, entertainment, preparing to destroy this republic. So, and I've been watching it happen for 48 years and been talking about it a long time ago. I'm just amazed that the people are talking about it today, acting like it is some brilliant, you know, big new subject.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not new. Hell, they were talking about this stuff back in World War I.
Right. This is what's happening. These young people today who are so stupid at the age of 17, 18 are not going to make, 95% will never pull themselves up out of the hole. They're going to be part of this new two-tiered lower class, I've surmised.
No doubt about it.
Is what's coming.
Yep.
There'll be two layers to this lower class. The bottom layer, the illegal alien, the people who really can't fend for themselves. And the upper layer of the lower class will be what used to be a middle-class America to a large degree. People that used to be able to earn a reasonable living, used to be able to buy homes and so forth. They'll be renting now. That'll be it. They'll be working at menial jobs, if there are any left for them. And then there'll be a smattering of the middle class left. And that'll be basically to keep the elite from having to get their hands dirty dealing with the lower classes. It'll be an interface.
Yeah, and Hollywood's been telling you that kind of thing for years.
Yeah.
Been making movies telling you that.
Right.
Yeah, and we're seeing it happening, and as long as we've got basketball and football and sports to keep us busy.
When I think of how many Americans literally identify with a sports team, it scares me. It's scary. It's very sad, and it's scary.
Jeff, when I was a kid, when my family would have other families come over to visit, and they would bring their kids over, and, you know, after dinner, the men would sit in the front room talking, the women would be in the kitchen, and the men wanted to talk, but I remember my friends and I would be in the front room, and my dad would tell us, go out and play. And so that's what the adults have always wanted to, you know, for the kids. Just go out and play ball. Go out and get out from under our noses so we could talk. And I didn't want to go out and play. I want to sit and listen to what the men are talking about that they want us to go, that they don't want us to hear.
Oh yeah.
And so the way my dad would get us to go out is he would go out with us to get us started playing ball. My uncle would go out too. So now that my dad and my uncle are going out, then we'll go out and play too, because now we want to go out because they're going out. Then once they get us playing for a few minutes, then they fake that they're tired, they want to go back in, and now we're concentrating on the game now, so we're out there playing ball. Well, that's the same thing we're seeing today. The president goes out and he throws the first ball, and then they show on the screen the different movie stars that are there in the audience. So daddy's out playing ball with us, and all the famous people are there, movie stars are there. And so everybody's happy out there watching the ball game. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is the same old crap that I have watched over the years. You know, I'm not interested to go out to the ball game to see the president throw the first ball. I want to know who's ripping this country off and destroying it. I don't care about the ball game. It's amazing to me. The whole thing is just amazing. I've been doing this kind of thing for 48 years now. I started looking at the subject back in 59.
What's next, Jordan? We know it's going to get worse, but what are the? Do you see any imminent steps?
I'll tell you what my gut feeling is on this. I think that there's an extraterrestrial dimension to all of this. I believe that even our religions were given to us by our higher intelligences. Our technology has been fed to us. There's no doubt in my mind our technology is given to us by extraterrestrial minds. I have very good reasons for saying that. One of these days I'll have to tell you about an experience that proved that to me, our technology and our and the things which are happening technologically for us, our computers and cameras and stuff, I am totally sure has an extraterrestrial basis in it. I don't think we've come up with this all by ourselves. I have a reason for saying that. So I don't know what, you know.
Well, no, anthropologically, we have genetic mysteries in the past. There are all of a sudden big jumps. And if this species is going to survive here, quite frankly, there needs to be genetic intervention soon.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Somehow to diffuse this bloodlust, this evil greed that is driving this species to extinction.
No doubt about it. I would think that whoever it was that has created us, and I don't believe evolution as such. I do believe that there is a form of evolution which is provable. But I think the word is intervention. Right. I think someone came here and intervened in our natural evolution. And I think that's what the Bible is saying. That's what all the ancient scriptures was saying, that somebody has intervened.
Every ancient culture there is talks about sky people and star
That's
people.
Right. And the Native Americans talking about our space brothers, etc. I mean, who is it that's so stupid to think that, that we are the epitome of God's greatest creation, humans on the earth? I mean, if you look at it logically. If we're the best that God has created, look what we are, look who we really are.
I hold out little hope for intelligent life in the universe if we're the best. So.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we're not. We know that. Anybody with a reasonable approach to
no doubt about
to
it.
This world and what goes on knows it too. Jordan, thank you. Great talk to you, my friend. Take care.
And, absolutely.
We'll talk again.
Thank you for
soon,
having me on. Check out my website.
Will do. Take care, Jordan.
Bye-bye.
Good night. JordanMaxwell.com, a truly great man of our times, of our era. He's something else. All right, we'll be back in 21 hours. In the meantime, we'll see you at Rents.com.